joined by the mayor of Vermilion, Eileen Bulin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
So are we right? Does the sun always shine on Vermilion?
The sun always shines on Vermilion. It's
a great town. At least May through September or October, right?
Oh, well, all year long.
All year long.
Okay, so there's a wind or something that might whip up that comes off of the lake, but it's one of the charms of having a community right on the water, right?
Right, yes. All kinds of weather. All kinds of different types of weather.
You should ask the boat charters to find out about that. They're the ones that keep up on that because that's part of their livelihood. Right?
That's right. We're a big boating town.
And a lot of the boats have been going out these past few weeks and about a month now, I guess?
Oh, yes, they have. We had a big tournament in here. There was one in Lorain, but a lot of the people were in Vermilion. The Cabela Fishing Tournament, they were here last week.
Okay, that's always fun. Brings a lot of people in that wouldn't normally come to Vermilion.
And we like that.
Do you consider it, I mean, is the tourism really one of the driving forces in the community, or is it just one that we're more familiar with because if you're a tourist, that's what you think of? Or what is the kind of the base for the community as far as its growth and its...
Well, Vermilion doubles in size in the summertime. We have that many tourists that come. They come to our cottages, they come and they stay on boats. They just love Vermilion, and they just, yes, it is a big economy factor for the city of Vermilion, our tourists, and we try to cater to them.
One thing we've noticed through the years, of course, I'm sure you have too, a lot of trains go through here. But it's quiet downtown, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a quiet zone. On three crossings, we have a quiet zone downtown. But it's still loud in the other areas.
Now, is that a good thing?
Because the quiet zone?
Well, no. You know, you still hear the trains because it is kind of part of the ambiance, isn't it, of the community?
It is, and you'd be amazed at the people that love the trains. There's actually a train station where you can watch the trains on Main Street. So it really is, it's a hobby for a lot of people.
We did that the last time we were here. We just sat, we actually recorded some of the train sounds. It was fascinating to see the different kinds of trains that went by. In fact, we can actually see through here. If you look through the shrubbery over there, every now and then we can see a train go by. So, yeah.
That's right. There's a lot of trains. Well, about 120 a day.
A lot of different lines kind of converge in this area here as
mostly
well.
Mostly Norfolk Southern, yeah. Right.
But a lot of the times that's sort of what drives the reason why there's a community there. Easy access for things like that, highway that comes through, the water as well. So there's a lot of things that make it very advantageous for people.
We say that all the time. We say we're in the perfect location. We're halfway between Cleveland and Toledo. We have a turnpike. We have a Lorain County Airport, and we have water. So we're just waiting for people to come.
You can't beat that. And you have a festivals. In fact, there's
a lot of festivals.
There's a lot of things going on all year round, but the one that's coming up this weekend is the Festival of the Fish. It's a 50th anniversary, so a very special year for this festival, right?
It is. You know, Vermilion started out as a fishing village. And that's where I believe the Festival of Fish started. It was they toured the old fish houses 50 years ago for the fish festival. But it's grown and, you know, and expanded. And it's a three-day festival, starting with fireworks on Friday night. And we have a crazy craft race on Saturday. And we have a lighted boat parade on Saturday. And we have all the queens returning for this year. All the queens, it was a queen every year for the last 50 years. So they're all, a lot of them are coming back and they're going to be on the stage Friday night. So it's kind of a nostalgia thing, the 50 years.
Right. You can see how long it gets and kind of represented there in the younger ladies and not so younger ladies anymore as well, who maybe even had another generation of people that were perhaps involved.
That's right.
In the festival. It happens like that.
This is one of the rare towns, I think, that actually spans two counties. Part of it's in Lorain County, part of it's in Erie County. How do you look at that? Does it matter?
Well, we're about half and half. Half, a little more population in Lorain County, and we're half in Erie County. We're also in two school districts. Vermilion, and half of Vermilion is actually in the Fireland School District. So it does have its challenges. I try to be involved in both counties as much as I can.
Twice as many meetings?
As many meetings, yes.
Twice as many county commissioners, twice as many school board members, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Maybe a business card, one that has Erie County first and one that has Lorain County, just depending on which one you're handing it out to, so you feel as if they're a part of it.
But when you campaign, for example, does it matter? Does it, you know, do you have to look at one thing over here in Lorain County, one thing over here in Erie County, or no?
No, it's all Vermilion. It's all Vermilion, no. I don't even know if people are even aware sometimes exactly what county they live in.
We know that every election time, right? When you have to figure out what votes the Board of Elections.
Sure. Add these numbers, those numbers, put them together. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How are the neighbors on the west end of Vermilion? Who's
Vermilion Township?
Is that who's adjacent to?
That's who's adjacent. Okay. Well, yeah, we're good. We're very good. We work closely with Vermilion Township and Brownhelm Township, which the citizens of the city of Vermilion who live in Lorain County are also part of Brownhelm Township, which is kind of a unique thing.
Oh, okay. That's really good. One of the other things that Vermilion is known for, probably more worldwide sometimes, is the Woolly Bear Festival that happens in
October 2nd. October 2nd this year,
yes. Is that the date for this year?
That's the date for this year, yes.
And it's one of those that brings a lot of people in, and it because of Dick Goddard also, who always is a great advocate for that festival as well. What do you do in the out times when there aren't festivals or there isn't part of the...
There really isn't a lot of downtime in the summer in Vermilion. There's like festivals all the time. We have a farm market starting on Saturday, the week after the Fish Festival, June 25th. We have a farm market every Saturday in Victory Park. We have Third Thursday this week too, which is, I don't know if you've ever been to Third Thursday.
The music.
You know, music in front of all the businesses, the third Thursday of every month, May through September. It's a great event. Come downtown, walk around, listen to the bands. Great.
First time I did that, I was amazed at how you could have so many performers in one area, and it wasn't as if the sound bleeded over any place else. If you were in front of this business and that performer was there, that's what you heard. And then you go down a little bit more, there's another one, a different kind, maybe a polka band, there was one. And I thought, this is pretty cool, because my thought was that maybe this would, you know, all blend together, but that wasn't the case at all.
No, they do. They stay separate. But it's a great event, and it's free. Just come on down and listen to the music.
Talking to the mayor of Vermilion, Eileen Bulin. So you spend all your time as mayor riding in parades and waving, and then what's all the other things, some of the business at hand that takes up your time? What are the issues that are facing some of the...
Oh, there's a lot more to it than riding in parades. there's a lot of issues that goes on in Vermilion. Right now we're working on another downtown grant. We want to apply for a grant by Friday. We're doing that. We have a regional water issue that's going to be discussed at City Council tonight. We received a grant from the state about forming a regional water system, so we've done a study on that, and that's going to be discussed tonight. There's a lot of day-to-day activities going on in Vermilion.
Let's talk for a second about the regional water issue. Water has become more of a hot topic, especially after what happened in Flint, Michigan. What is this about, though?
This is about just trying to work together with different entities to see if it's possible. I mean, this is a big step. It would be a big step if it happened, but we just felt that we partnered with the city of Huron and the city and the Erie County to receive this grant, and we just are beginning to look at it this evening.
Is it a matter of cooperation, sharing of resources, saving money? How would you describe it?
I would describe it as all those three things, yes. And our plant was built in 1904, which is an older plant. So, we're just looking at ideas. Our plant is fine. I mean, our water's fine, but it's not an issue about that. But it's just we just thought it was time to take a look at it.
Right. And you always look out to see what money is available there, and if there's a time limit on something like that, too, to take advantage of it, it's always good to investigate that.
That's right. Yes,
do that
definitely.
As well. Well, I know we appreciate you coming in this morning. Anything else you need to share with us? I know you had a list of other events. Did I leave off any other events that are happening?
We have a Corvette show July 9th. We have on July 23rd, I have a Touch a Truck event where I have trucks that come from all the fire department, the police department, the ambulance, garbage trucks, school buses, and the kids climb on it and stuff. And that's at Victory Park also.
There's an age limit on that?
No age limit, but it is for small children.
Right. Well, come up. Brew, you know what he's doing.
You're more than welcome to come, yes.
Don't you want to touch a truck?
Well, jump on the back of a garbage truck and hang on.
That's right.
Unless they don't do that. They don't do much of that anymore. A lot of the garbage trucks are automated. They have the big front thing. But there used to be the guy would hang on at the end and have the one part to put his foot on it. We can't ride trains, though. They won't let us. They probably won't have us.
Speaking of that, we talk about trains. Have you ridden a train through your own town?
I have. I did that operation, I can't remember the name of it, but they do it once a year.
For safety crossings.
For safety crossings, yes.
See, that's what I was talking
about.
It
gives you a chance to see what the engineer sees when he's coming through your town. To see how and you've got a lot of good crossings. I mean,
we do.
Safe crossings, and you always have to remind the pedestrians that are there. These are train tracks. There could be a train. Look both ways or stop. Don't go around, that type of a thing as well. So
definitely, and it's a completely different perspective on
right.
a train.
Especially when you get a lot of people who aren't familiar with that coming into a town for a festival, and they just are in a pack of crowds, and all of a sudden they realize, I think I'm on a train track. I better. So it's obviously safety that's being put there as well. But it's fun to come out to Vermilion to enjoy all the festivals. Always something every weekend, even if not any happening, all the great shops that you have there, which create a nice atmosphere for people to walk through
the
community.
Definitely. Come out and visit us.